Hey family, welcome to Moving Into Purpose podcast with DeAndre Anderson. I am happy to announce to you, I am super happy to share with you today. You know, some of you might have seen the flyers, the poster on Instagram and also on my WhatsApp for those who are closer to me on what we will be discussing today concerning the podcast community and where we're headed next. You need to tune into this episode. If this is your first time tuning in, thank you so much for joining me, joining your awesome host. I am awesome, DeAndre. It's just a privilege and an honor to speak to you, to share with you my journey with the Holy Spirit. I'm grateful for the working of the Holy Spirit in my life, within my life. And the podcast episodes are a summation of what of my walk with Christ, a little part of it. You know, it spills over into the podcast, but it's a little part of what the Holy Spirit is doing with me. And today we chose to, the last episode that we did was in, I believe it's in June. And today we chose to just share with you all. I chose to share with you all on, you know, where we're at currently, and what the Lord is doing with the podcast community and with me now. Now, for those people who are on my WhatsApp, you would have known that this community also have a WhatsApp group, but that is not for everyone. So that is just for a specific few people who the Holy Spirit has truly, you know, blessed me with along my journey. You know, in that group, we pray the mind, the will, the heart of God concerning what he wants to do in the earth realm. That's the mission of the group. It's a beautiful group, lovely group with lovely people. And so I want you to stay tuned for a very helpful episode. A helpful episode. And I'm saying it's helpful because this episode is truly filled with a lot of different things to help guide you along your journey with the Holy Spirit. I am here sitting, looking outside, and I'm thinking how beautiful or awesome our God is, that we are able to transition from a summer season into a winter season. What we're in currently is the fall, right? Where we are able to see the change, the physical changes that are taking place in our atmospheres, in our everyday lives, all around us. We are able to see the wisdom of God and the power of God operating around us, where he's able to take one thing into another thing, into another thing, into another thing. How awesome is that though? How beautiful it is to observe the working of God through creation. If that's not beautiful to you, I don't know what is. But that's very beautiful to me. Because just as how we are seeing God working around us, it's the same way God moves with his people according to times and seasons. Now, many of you would have seen the flyer, the poster that is posted on Moving Into Purpose podcast Instagram page or Instagram page, you know, and many of you would have seen the title Transition, Cleaning House, Inside, Consecration, and the Place of His Presence. Now, what we're going to be talking about today is lessons I've learned in past season, where I am at currently and where the podcast is heading, and also what the Lord is dealing with me about currently. Transition. Since our last episode, and I believe our last episode was on the topic of the peace that comes from the Holy Spirit. And if you have not yet listened to that episode, it was beautiful. You know, it was just so beautiful. I spoke about that peace that we can gather, you know, from the presence of God, you know, from the Holy Spirit at work within us. It was a very good episode. If you have not listened, you can go ahead and tune into that episode. ever since that episode, I found myself in a place of transition versus fulfillment. And I know many of you are familiar with the transition part, what it means to transition, what it means to change. But what is the fulfillment part? Why have I found myself in a place of transition versus fulfillment? No, I was transitioning because God's desire to take me into something new. But at the same time, what I saw coming out during my transition was God fulfilling his promises concerning me. And for those who are listening and you're familiar with me, you would have known that I was in Jamaica during my podcast. And then this year, the Lord finally fulfilled a promise that he had promised me concerning me traveling. So I'm not in Jamaica currently. I'm in the States, right? And that's where I'm recording from currently. So I was at a place where I saw the hand of God. And I also saw the heart of God concerning where he's taking me, right? Transition versus fulfillment. Now, I want to talk a little bit about transition. I had promised it was just a chat session, but I believe there is something in this podcast episode for growing believers. If you're a growing believer anywhere, this podcast episode will definitely help you to transition from one place to the other place gracefully. There are some tips that we're going to be touching on that you will need for your next, right? And so if you're a believer anywhere, you will encounter different seasons within your walk with Christ. And one of such places that you will encounter is the place called transition. A very uncomfortable place because there are different levels to transition. There are different stages of transition that you may have to walk through with God and also to accept, right? One of which is that middle ground between you walking out your transition into, you know, an automatic change or into a place where you are unaware of where you fit. And this can be a very tight spot, but it's necessary. You know, from late last year coming down, I think it was December coming into January period, I felt very much unsettled. I felt like I didn't know where I fit. I felt like I didn't know where I was. I felt a little bit of, I wouldn't want to say like I don't have purpose, which I don't want to even go there. I knew I had purpose. I know the stuff that the Lord spoke to me about. I know where I was going. But because of the place, God was literally transitioning me from one place to another. So that middle ground can feel a little bit unsettling. It can feel as if you really don't know where you're at currently with God, but you know that God had promised you something. That's what I'm talking about. It's a very tight spot, but it is necessary. And some of you currently are just walking out of a transitional phase. I know, right? So you can relate to what I'm currently saying. So here is where you'd have to hold tight to what God told you and remain in a posture of prayer. When you're in transition, when you don't know where you fit, when you're not sure of what God is doing now, hold tight to that posture, that place of prayer and staying in God's presence. Now, what you have to remember is that God works in seasons. Different seasons requires different things, and transition is such one. Here's what Ecclesiastes 3:1-8 says. There is a time for everything and a season for every activities under the sun, right? A time to be born and a time to die. Now, let us look at a time to be born and a time to die at a place of transition. Let us talk about it. A time to be born, that would have been the familiar place. The place where God has taken you to this place and you're familiar with this place. A time to die is when you're going through that season or that time of transition where God is taking you from this place that you are familiar with to another place that feels like wilderness. That's what I'm talking about. the place where it feels like wilderness and you are unaware, you are uncertain, you're unsure of what God is doing, right? That's the time to die. A time to die, meaning he's removing certain things from you so that he can replenish you, so that he can refresh you with what you need. You know, I am currently reading a book. Let me just look at it. It's written by Prophet Craig Coney, The Tension of Transition. It says 30 days to help you navigate from here to your promised land. And he spoke about transition thoroughly. I loved this book very much. I'm going to read so he wrote on day one. I'm going to read something from this book. All right. Day one, for those of you who are familiar with the book, it's chapter 1 and verse 9. He says, different kinds of change, right? And he said, every change and stage of life brings changes. Every age and stage of life brings changes. Physical changes, emotional changes, psychological changes, career changes, relationship changes, family changes. In fact, change is one of the few things in life about which we can absolutely certain. So he's saying change is something that we can look out for in our lives, right? Then there are seasons in life where there seems to be more change than others. There are times when it's not so much physical changes like growing old, but other internal and external changes happening which aren't as normal or common. It just feels like things are becoming different or that you are changing on the other side. There's a shift taking place, and that can even be hard to define or explain well, which that is definitely a definition of what it truly means to go through transition. You cannot explain what you're feeling on the inside of you. You cannot explain, you know, how unsettled you are, but you know that there's something that's changing and that there's something that's happening. Now, Craig went on to say, it creates an unsettled feeling, a restless, a sense of something stirring within you, but you aren't really able to express or to articulate what exactly it is that is happening. Maybe you're feeling it at the moment in your life, a sense of change, restlessness, or feeling unsettled, or that things are moving and shifting, but you're not sure where they're going. Remember I said to you, the middle ground, you're unsure. You're not sure of where you're going. And while change is often good, it's the time in between the changes that are uncomfortable. Remember I spoke about that? It's the space or the gap where you are moving from here to there, but you haven't reached there yet. This gap, this space between is called what? Transition. And so I really love this book because this book explains thoroughly what it truly means to go through a transitional season in your life, right? And so now that we are aware, now that we spoke on transition, because there's a lot of things that I want to touch, but I don't want to stay on one thing for too long. So I felt as though I was in a transitional season and also a time where God is fulfilling. I felt both of them one time. Do you know how uncomfortable that is? It was super uncomfortable for me. Because for one, I'm seeing the promises of God, and on the other end, I'm literally going through a phase where I don't know what's happening with me. But all I know is that I'm not there yet. That's transition. For growing believers, you will go through seasons and times in your life where God requires to take you from here to there. In Him, it's necessary. Do not hide from it. When you're in this season of transition, do not feel as though, listen, I don't have purpose. Know that you have a purpose. And remember what God said to you last. That's what's necessary, right? Now, we're going to be moving on from transition to cleaning house. You know, one of the things I realize about changes is that sometimes God uses that time to strip you. Stripping does not feel good. And for growing believers, you know what it is to be stripped. You know what it is for God, you know, literally calling you from one thing to the next. And in that middle ground, he starts stripping you of the old things. He starts stripping you of the things that was common to you. Oh, Jesus. He starts stripping you of the things that is familiar to you, right? You know that that stripping does not feel good, right? He will strip you of what he last taught you. Listen to me, guys. When God is stripping you to get you to another place in him, he will strip you of everything you once knew about him, everything he taught you from before, right? The residue of the past seasons, he will strip you from that in order to bring you into a new place, right? I specifically call this place, you know, cleaning house, because this is where God will for your life, God's will clash with what you desire. And listen to me. When God will begins to clash with what you desire, then one of them gotta go. One of them gotta go. And that can become rough. It can become hard. You know? So God will ask you to give up stuff. He will not promote you with something he knows that will crush you. And that's the reason why he asks you to give up stuff. He loves you enough. He loves you enough. And that's something that I had to say to myself. I had to say to myself, God loves me enough not to promote me before time, not to give me certain things on my plate that he knows I'm not ready for. And that's why we go through transition. That's why we go through a point in our walk with God where he will ask you to give up stuff because he knows that these things cannot go with you. Right? I'm going to read chapter 20 of the same book, The Tension of Transition with Craig Coney. And here's what Craig says, right? Chapter 22. Here's what he says. This part calls it signs of the shifting seasons. Listen what he says. In the shift in seasons I am currently experiencing, it hasn't been a sudden thing. It's probably been a journey of about 6 months. So his journey was probably about 6 months, right? Now I've been going through long, but his journey was probably about 6 months. Then he said, you can see it in my recent record of Amazon book purchases. You can see it in my YouTube viewing history and in the podcasts and the audiobooks that I've been listening to when I'm driving in the car or working out at the gym. It's not that I want to completely do away with everything that I was drawn to or involved with before. It's just that new things seem to be becoming increasingly significant and important. I'm adding new layers and dimensions, woo, to my life, building upon what's already been there. As I write this, here in Northern Ireland where I live, we're in between seasons, autumn, fall are nearly over and winter is creeping in. So autumn and fall is nearly over and winter creeping in. The problem is that one day the weather is warm enough to go outside in just a shirt or a sweater, but the next day it's almost freezing and you have to wrap up in a coat. It is like we're in the season between seasons. Oh my God, this is so good. And then he said, how do you recognize that you're shifting season? Listen, one of the first point, how to recognize that you're shifting season. He said, opposition or difficulty. Remember, you know, we're talking about cleaning house, where God desires you to give up certain things. Opposition or difficulty. And the other one he said is closed doors. What did I say to you? Closed doors. And then the third one he said relational shifts. God will require some things from you. It will require that you make some sacrifice in order for you to move from one stage to the next stage. Then he said changing needs and desires, which that's what's happening to me right now. Feeling of constriction
a new joy or a sense of freedom. And these are some of the things that we will have to experience as we transition from one place to the next. So as God is transitioning you, you will encounter some of these things, right? You will encounter, he's asking you to give up stuff. You will encounter difficulties, relational shifting, which I feel as though through my own transitional phase, I felt like all of what I was familiar with, the people whom I was around, God started removing them, stripping me of them. God started to remove them. I started to feel a sense of loneliness, like, listen, I'm not comfortable here, right? And so it's an uncomfortable place, but it is a necessary place, right? He will poke, another thing that God will do is he will poke some stuff in you while he's stripping you. Poke on some stuff. If you got some bitterness in you, if you got some unforgiveness in you, he will expose it to deal with it before he promotes you. He will expose it to deal with it before he promotes you. Hear me again. God will expose the hidden things on the inside of you. It's not just people that he wants to remove. There are things that are hidden on the inside of you that God will require in order for you to transition, in order for you to move to there. This gotta go. Right? Whilst all of the changes are taking place, the unsettling, you know, that you will have to go through, God will give you insight into where you need to be now. And one of the things that I realized, even through my own transitional phase, is that the Holy Spirit would have placed the things on my heart that I need to be doing now, such as intercession. That's one other place where I'm at currently with God. He has been, you know, putting those greater level of desires in my heart to stay in a posture of intercession and pray, in a posture where, you know, you can refresh me, right? So he will give you insight, and you have to trust him for insight into where you need to be now. Even in your place of unsettlement, he will show you the now posture, the now place that you need to be with him. So at one point in my transitional phase, I felt as though God stopped speaking to me. You know, I felt like he said something lastly and that was it. And then when the Holy Spirit started comforting my heart, he started bringing to me the things that I need to be doing now. And I'm saying to you, and I'm speaking to you, and I'm saying, the place of transition is unsettling, is not a good place, but it's a necessary place. And it is a place where God will even speak to you about things that you ought to be doing now. And the now thing that he's speaking to you about is things that will prepare you for future things. Hello, somebody. It will prepare you for future things. Now, let's move on to the place of his presence, because I don't want to stay on transition for too long. I believe the reason why I'm on it for too long is because I'm passionate about speaking about it. It's because I've been through it, so I know. I feel like I'm out of that place of transition now and just pressing towards that new place. That's what's going on with me currently. But we're going to be talking about the place of his presence, right? So currently where I'm at is a place of desiring more. A place where the Holy Spirit is increasing. A place where the Holy Spirit is increasing my desire to be filled and refilled. To be refreshed of him. A place where God wants to glorify himself in me. A place where I have increasing desires for fellowship, for communion with the Holy Spirit, right? A place where Paul stated, and this is one of my favorite scripture right now, currently, because of what the place where God is taking me. Paul said, I want to know him and the power of his resurrection. I want to know him, meaning fellowship, sonship, communion. The power of his resurrection is literally speaking to what you'll experience as you know him. Right? And so that's the place where I'm at currently, a place of desiring more, a place where the Holy Spirit is putting on the inside of my heart greater levels of desire to add to what I know, as Craig Coney would say. So sometimes God will call you out of one thing into the next chapter that he wants you to walk out. And you just have to follow his leading. You have to obey his voice. You have to obey the things. You know, the thing I love about transition, I'm going back to transition for a minute, is that you don't know when it starts. You just know you're in it. I went through that. That's scary. You don't know when it starts. You just know that you are in it. And that's how I felt. I felt like, oh my God, this started when? I don't know. I can't tell you when, really. I can only tell you that I started feeling this way at that point. But you know that you are in it. The place of his presence, we're on it, but I had to drop that in for transition. So the place of the Holy Spirit has me currently is a place of intercession, because I told you that I would have, you know, be open and transparent about what God has me doing currently. So it's a place of intercession, prayer, and consecration. It is a place of his presence where he works within me, moves within me, and, you know, deal with what's in me first. This place I am super grateful for because I'm being stripped away. He's working on me, he's building me, and he's perfecting me and perfecting what's in me. Right? So I've traveled through that place of transition into a place where I know God is here working in me. I know he's working in me, and what he's doing is a preparation for the next chapter, the next thing that he desires for me to do. Right? And so, the place of his presence, whilst transitioning, you go through, after like coming out of transition, you go through a time where you realize that you're desiring to add to what you know. You start increasing your knowledge. That's the place where I'm at. You start increasing, you start studying the word, and the Holy Spirit started giving you an increase of desire to be with him. That's the place where I'm at. Growing believers, you need to hear this one because this is necessary. The Holy Spirit start waking you up at night. You start, you know, desiring more of prayer and intercession of the word. You start desiring to know the depth of the things of God. Growing believers, this is necessary. And so that's the place where I'm at currently, right? And for many of you, I'm about to answer your questions. A lot of persons has been asking, you know, I haven't heard from you an episode in a while or whatever. This is because I have been going through that transitional phase, right? This is because God's desire for me to stay with him in a place of prayer and intercession now. I'm not really talking and speaking on a platform or whatever, right? So I will be posting from time to time, but I will follow the Lord's leading as I prepare myself for the next journey with him into something new that he's calling me into. So if you're not hearing from me, if you're not realize that I haven't posted a lot because I'm planning on still posting episodes and stuff, because there's a lot of stuff in me that I believe the Lord truly, that I believe that is necessary for the body of Christ, and it's also necessary for those people who I am called to, and it's also necessary for the believers to know, right? But it's not sharing time for me yet. But from time to time, I'll be sharing, not as often as I would. Now, lastly, the last point that I want to speak on before I go is tips I have learned in past seasons. Now, I am super passionate about speaking on these tips. I wrote about 4 tips, and I am passionate about speaking on these things that I've learned from the Holy Spirit and from my own journey with him. 1, because it will help somebody, and 2, because I want growing believers to heed these things and to also just be aware, be mindful. Oh, Jesus. I want you to be mindful. You see, this walk with the Holy Spirit is not as let me just say, I'm trying to find the word. It is not as easy as what many people will tell you. Because for one, you got to be careful. You got to be careful in every single thing you do. You got to be mindful of his presence. You got to be mindful of the presence of the Holy Spirit with you. Right? And so before I even share this tip, I want to tell you, be mindful of the presence of the Holy Spirit with you. Remember that he's a person. Remember that he's living on the inside of you. Working, moving, teaching you, helping you, educating you. Do not grieve him. Do not grieve him. Do not grieve your friend. Do not grieve him. Jesus, do not grieve him. Right? And so, tip number one, I gotta tell you, the first thing that I learned is obedience is better than sacrifice. You wanna know something? When you obey God, it unlocks the next instruction for you. When you are obedient to the Holy Spirit, the next instruction will be easy because you have obeyed the first instruction that he had instructed you. I had to learn this the hard way. I don't know about you, but let me tell you. DeAndre Anderson, I had to learn what it truly means to obey the Holy Spirit the hard way. What I said earlier, your desires clash. It clashes with the will of God, right? And so I had to learn the hard way what it truly means to obey God. But let me tell you something. If you want to see the full manifestation of what God promised you, then you got to obey him. You got to obey his instructions concerning you. The second thing that I learned in past season, let's talk about it, is that your journey is not for everyone. Your journey with Christ, you could be a part of a ministry and you feel as though you are different. I'm serious. Listen to me. I'm not even joking. Your journey with God is not for everyone. You gotta allow the Holy Spirit to show you and to discern the things, the people, and the places that you need to be at the time. Right? So your journey is not for everyone. And people come in your life according to your need. God will send people in your life according to the need of the time. And once the time is up, then they're up. They are expired as the time. Right? That's the second thing. Your journey is not for everyone. The third thing that I learned was because you have started at one place, it doesn't mean that you will stay there. Ooh, Jesus. For some of us, the Lord is calling us into something else, into a deeper depth in him. Not because you started there, it means that that's where you're going to stay. And that's what I had to learn. That's about the podcast. I had to learn that before the podcast. I had to learn that before so many things. Because of his love for us, is literally, Paul said, pressing towards the mark of the higher calling in Christ Jesus. Is literally taking you stages, places to places. So he will call you to do something now. It doesn't mean that he wants you there. It's just now that it's needed. Right? And the fourth thing that I learned is that walking with the Holy Spirit will require your sacrifice, your intentionality, and your focus. This is an intentional walk. This walk with Christ is an intentional walk. It is intentional. You have to be intentional. You have to be intentional. And so you have to let the Lord have his way if you want to walk into the full manifestation of all that he thinks towards you. And as for me, As for me, even as Joshua said, I'm going to put my own thoughts to this. As for me, I planned. It is my desire and desire of God for me to walk into the full manifestation of everything that he thinks towards me. And as such, I desire for the Holy Spirit to have his way within me. Right? And even as this morning, I was just praying and I was saying to the Lord, this episode is necessary because there are a lot of people that listen to this podcast who this podcast has truly helped along their journey. And I said, love you, Holy Spirit. I said to the Lord that, this episode is, it is necessary for a lot of reasons. And I was saying to God that, you know, I'm doing this episode so that those who have not been hearing from me or those who, you know, are on this journey with me, that they can know what's going on, what the Lord is doing, and what to expect. What to expect, and tips that will help transition us gracefully. No, guys, I love you all. I love you all. Thank you for tuning in. You know, the last thing I want to say to you before I go is, your walk with Jesus Christ is personal. Your walk with the Holy Spirit is personal. It is personal. Do not let anything or anyone shift you from the position that you need to be in God now or currently. Do not let anyone shift you from where you need to be in God. Focus on what God is saying to you now. That's basically what I'm saying. And allow him to prune you. Allow him to teach you. Allow him to lead you. Allow him to guide you. Allow the Holy Spirit to have full access to your heart, to have full access to the things that he needs to in you, so that he can perfect you to what he desires for you to be. Right? These are my few words. I love you guys so much. I love you so much. I love you so much. And if you are anything growing in the Lord Jesus bless you. Thank you for listening. I love you, and I hope this was a blessing to you.